Hoping we get some people. I know a lot of people are checking out.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm checking out, but I can hang out for now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just starting out right now. And I already said on, like, Telegram and everything, I was going to wait a few minutes maybe because people take a while to get here. Things seem to be working, though.
For this trust, I'm like a minus, she's like a plus. One going up, one coming down. Huh? Always seen the land.
I don't know, but if rather were people like Disney or Hanna-Barbera or one of those studios, in the right direction. Try to come back in the 80s, it's like, it's useless. Opposites attract. Before at other cons on Sunday morning, and people are on their way, you know, getting stuff out to their car and everything. It isn't easy. When I did this at Furpok, I couldn't get into the room until maybe 10 or quarter past. It happens. It takes a while to open everything up, so I realized about that, but I'm going to go right ahead. Now, my name is Bob Nelson. I'm also known as Anthracoon, and I've been in the fandom since around 97 or so, and I've been doing different conventions. Now, this panel, Classic Cartoons, I do at Anthracon, Philadelphia, for Apocalypse, Anthro New England, and of course right here at Furcation Land, and I also believe did it at Pine Fur Con when we had that a few years ago, or something like that. Classic Cartoons is a little bit of everything. It is, yeah, like I said, Classic Cartoons, but it could be just oddball stuff that I bumped into that's interesting. Now at some of these cons, like here and at Furpok, they also have something on, say, Saturday morning, where they show just a bunch of different cartoons. At Furpok, they even have like cereal and milk and things like that. So, that was Paula Abdul with Opposites Attract. That was in the 80s, and it was live-action animation. Of course, this was not long after Roger Rabbit, so you saw things like that. So that was great. Now, by way of explanation, I am a gray muzzle. I was here for the gray muzzle panel. I'm 62 years old, and I grew up with a lot of this sort of stuff. Now, in addition, I've been on college radio since 1981, okay? And I'm still with the station, although we're kind of mostly just a stream now. And so if I sound like a DJ, you know, then that might explain a little bit.
I was going to say, you've got mix on the desktop.
Well, yeah, I've got that. I mean, we were doing shows during the pandemic from our own homes, and we could do that way and do it that way and connect to the computer and go about that.
I'm one of the core contributors.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, great. That's excellent. Yeah. So. Well, I mean, we're on a slight separation from the college itself because, well, we don't want people in the studio on weekends, right. But we don't want to let you in on the weekends either. So, okay, I guess we'll just do our own thing. So we have northofbostonradio.com. I'm on Saturdays, noon to 3. And I've been known to play stuff like, well, you know, Zootopia and Foxes and Peppers and things like that and everything. Now, I've got a whole bunch of different things. Hopefully some more people will come and they'll get a chance to see them. But I do have a Classic Cartoons Facebook group. There are also a bunch of other groups with the same name. But, you know, I think I've got a link to it. Where did I have it? I had a sheet. Is this it? Yeah, here it is. This thing here mentions that I am on anthracoon.com. Okay? So, Classic Cartoons group on Facebook, anthracoon.com has a link to it. Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to mention there are some book authors you may want to check out. There's Jerry Beck, who did a whole bunch of things. He's done commentary on, you know, box sets and things like that. Mark Arnold has done a whole bunch of things. I'm going to be interviewing him on the radio in a couple of weeks, actually. Now, he's done books on everything from the Beatles to the Monkees. He's done Alvin. He did Total Television. He did Think Pink about the Patty Freeling. And a whole bunch of other things, Crack Magazine, Mad Magazine, whatever. So I would definitely suggest Mark Arnold. Like I said, the Alvin book was fairly recently. And what he's working on now is a book about the Turtles and a book about Mad Magazine. And Joe Strike, of course, the furry historian, he goes back a long while, and I actually roomed with him at a couple cons. So he's a good guy. So I wanted to mention that. Now, let's show you now. This is kind of timely because Joe Flaherty of... Oh, how do I get rid of that? Oh, you have to pardon me. It would help if I did it right on this. That would help. Yeah, Joe Flaherty of SCTV recently passed away. This is a fun little thing.
Another drug overdose.
Looks like it.
When will these ducks ever learn? All right, Sam, get him out of here.
All right, Quiz.
Got another one, Quince.
Ah, gee!
Yeah, Sylvester's his name.
Honey, I shrunk the kids.
Natural causes.
Natural causes? You've got to be kidding. Look, he's over 10 feet long and he's flatter than a pancake. Somebody's kidding somebody. Sam, prepare for an autopsy.
Oh, Quince, it's all in the report. Leave it alone, huh?
Well, look, I don't buy that report. I got a hunch there's more to this case than meets the eye, and I'm going to prove it.
Thanks, Sam.
Just this is classic cartoon. If you want to,
extreme compression on the
here till 11. If you want to join,
he was run over by a bulldozer.
It's not easy because a lot of people are getting stuff to their cars right now. So we don't have much of a crowd yet.
That's the wood marks, all those powder burns, all the slice marks, the adhesions. Just doesn't make sense.
Why don't you leave it alone, Quince? We're backlogged with cases of a bitch.
Comics pages, yeah.
I got a hunch. A hunch that that cat did not die by the weight of that bulldozer alone. And all I need is 24 hours to prove my point. And if you're going to sit back on your duff, I'm going to go out and do it myself.
All right, Quince. You got your 24 hours. But that's it.
Boss, I could kiss you. Tweety, you're not leveling with me. Dog's mouth. Great. Now all I gotta do is talk to Spike, and it's a whole ball of wax.
I'm not coming out.
You don't have to come out, Spike. Just level with me.
Okay. All I did was chase after him as fast as I could, and then I bit off his tail.
Yeah?
This, of course, tore the fur completely off his body, leaving him naked except for some stubble.
Come on, Spike. It's gotta be more than that.
I'm just gonna fast forward a little bit.
Young cats like Sylvester.
Yum. Sylvester was 97 years old.
97 years old? Then he did die of natural causes. Jeez.
Special delivery for Mr. Quincy.
Pretty good stuff. I do have stuff, of course, that's totally cartoons, but that's kind of a hybrid there a little bit. I'm going to show you some different things. Now, this here, this is a... See, sometimes it's like a cult favorite or something. Does anyone remember The Critic?
Oh, yeah.
I think some of the people involved with The Simpsons or something might have been part of this.
Our movie in first class today is the sequel to Rain Man, entitled Snowman.
Now, I want to warn you, your brother is a little, special.
5 minutes to northern exposure. Gotta see Moose.
I wish I was in first class with Siskel and Ebert.
Chicken or fish?
Fish, please.
No, I mean, which is it? Chicken or fish?
There it is, Raymond.
Las their Vegas, actual voice.
Hottest city in America.
Maybe not Tom Cruise.
Definitely melted. Very bad. Very bad.
Well, I thought that film was very poignant, particularly the scene where Tom Cruise walks around Las Vegas with a bucket full of his brother.
Oh, come on, Gene. That was just another pointless sequel that didn't have to be made.
This? From the man who liked Benji the Hunted?
Hey, you like Carnosaur.
Well, I'll bet you'll like this. Hasta la vista, Porky.
Cue ball in a side pocket.
Oh, I wish I were like Siskel and Ebert.
Shush. You are obsessing with them.
Physics that are seen in like Wile E. Coyote cartoons and things like that, you know, which, speaking of which, hopefully Coyote versus Acme will eventually come out. This one here is just a brief little ad. It's from the 80s.
I'm a teddy bear. The Campbell kids call me Ted.
He's got a great new suit. Looks like he's dead.
Yeah, YouTube has a whole bunch of things where they have like Saturday morning cartoons, like 5-6 hours in a row, the original, you know, from the TV with the commercials and everything. So those are kind of funny. This is also a cute one. This is from England. Bill Oddie from The Goodies, if you remember them, did the voice here. And
Thompson, do you know
Eric Goldberg animation.
Of course, that's it. Now, I mean, I want to get nerd up for me party.
Yes, of course. Hairdressers, hairstyle, night.
The Rolls.
The Rolls. No problem. Give me our garage services. Car.
Not a Rolls Royce, the bread roll.
Oh, sorry, caterers. Look, there's one just around the corner.
And that. Oh, Thompson, you think of everything.
Oh, that's so true, Scylla. But then, I've got a lot of answers.
Trust Thompson.
For the local answer, trust Thompson.
Yeah, that's Cilla Black from the British Invasion artist. Okay, Cilla Black. She used to be, she used to work at the Cavern when the Beatles played there and everything. Now, this is kind of cute. This is from the Captain Underpants movie. Weird Al. I gotta play some Weird Al. What?
He's still a work in progress.
That was great animation. It was almost like stop motion. Was for Jurassic Park, based on MacArthur Park. That was a riot. I love that. Okay, so I got a few other things. I'm not sure if I want to play Flushed Away just yet or something like that. I do have a couple compilations of like theme songs and everything like that. We'll play this one for a little while here. I think this has some theme songs.
Well,
Listen to Cat Noogie Cats, 1969, Hanna-Barbera. Casey Kasem, the voice of the chubby one there. So you can't tell a song, but yeah. Great theme song. Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly, with stories to share. Forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. I mention that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears. Definitely love that. Oh yeah. Early 70s, an actual group, of course, but in cartoon form. Michael, when he was real young. Rankin Bass Studio. It's like a medley of four or five of their hits. Stop, The Love You Save. Maybe Your Own. Next one might be kind of loud. It's the Osmonds theme. I'm gonna have to shut it down or something.
Alice, Wayne, Daryl, Jay, Don,
the Osmonds. Then they have MTV. You didn't have a lot of the things that we have now on YouTube. So your chance to catch their music and little, you know. Often had the actual voices. Of course, in the Beatles cartoon, they did not have the real Beatles, and they had different people like Paul Frees and Lance Percival doing the voices of that. Same with Yellow Submarine, except that little bit at the end where they were in person. So here's the Osmonds. They had other things too. They had like New Kids on the Block had a cartoon, and I think there were some other ones that do Hit and Play had a show. I mean, some of the more recent ones. I'm an older guy, so I didn't know them as well. But they got different shows, obviously. One thing I didn't put in here that was kind of cool was Martin Short, Ed Grimley. That was a great one. I don't think I have that one. Okay, what's the next one here? Next one is. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Coyotes versus Acme here in a way. Predator and Prey, Tom and Jerry, anything like that. Same idea. Yeah, I hope that they do release them. There's a contract if they won't, but I don't know. Yeah, I hope they do.
All right,
you're very welcome. Yeah. Hopefully some more people will come, yeah. A little tough to get a crowd this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem, thanks. This was shown on the big screen of the Anthrocon when it first came out. Yeah, some of the volume levels a little low, unfortunately. This is great. There's references to Megaplex and all that at the end, yeah. This is just showing the furry fan, of course, has a lot of creativity and has some fun with it. Yep, monster movies here, big monsters. Of course, now you got things like Lackadaisy, which I think is awesome. That's great. Lackadaisy, yeah. Surprisingly, it didn't get taken down despite the music. You would think that they would have objected, but maybe it's a good way to publicize the movie, you know, because it is based on scenes from the movie, obviously. Yeah, they had fun with it. And then, of course, you know, some movies have had cartoon intros, and then the rest of the movie's live action. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids has a cartoon thing at the very beginning, yeah. And then there were certain movies where it was like computer animation, but the beginning or the end had the actual ink and paint. Like maybe Peabody and Sherman or something, one of those movies. Yeah. Yeah. I think this is mostly this whole thing, but let me move on. I got a couple other things here. What have I got? Furry ads. Okay, let's do this one. Okay.
Billy, there's a new drink mix.
Our drinks are scrumptious.
Isn't it delicious?
Yeah.
New Bugs Bunny and Pal's Drink Mix.
With 100% NutraSweet and 100% vitamin C.
This one they had to get a lot of rights for different studios, but they did it. Yeah. Well, they got to sell their life insurance. That's a little better.
Not just the most fortunate. Everyone. MetLife. I can do this.
What's the deal with the tiger?
Long running, Tony the Tiger.
My turn?
Yeah. One of these is from 1974, the year of the tiger, because 74 was the year of the tiger, and I was born in 62, which was also a year of the tiger, you know, the zodiac. So the one you're going to see is from 74 when I was 12. So that's going to be coming up.
Hey, man, you're supposed to let go of the ball.
I think it's the next one. Yeah, it is. 74.
It's the year of the tiger.
I think I got a few for Ham's Beer out of Minneapolis that have this really lovable beer. First is Top Cat here. It's for a bank.
Good morning. Can I help?
You can indeed, my dear.
Yeah.
I was hoping to bond you from a little moolah.
Moolah?
I need to borrow a little money for a new home.
Right. Should we take a seat?
I know in Mexico, Top Cat was very popular. They made a couple movies, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don Gato y su pandilla. Yeah. It's only on for 1 year, but it had 30 episodes. But they had other things later, like Top Cat and the Beverly Hills Cats.
Really? No problem. I bet it. Enough with the violin.
Okay, Tishy.
Now then, let's get down to business.
Okay. Shall we start with you now?
Top Cat?
Why, Officer Dibble, welcome to my humble abode. Won't you come in? Me and the boys are having a pool game in the library.
Yeah. Yeah, Ham's Beer kind of sounds like Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass or something. 67 or so.
And nothing beats the taste of a Ham's going down. Why settle for less? Have a Ham's.
Just one more.
So the next one has Mike Farrell from MASH before he was in MASH. So you'll see coming up.
Ham, real draft. Why settle for less?
Yeah.
of sky blue waters comes the water best for brewing. Hams, the beer refreshing.
Mike Farrow on the right, yep.
What's Ham's secret? When you start with water best for brewing, you get a beer so refreshing you'll want to stay with it. Glass after glass, round after round. Learn the secret. Buy a round of Ham.
Yeah, this one has raccoons, so naturally I like it.
Glass after glass after glass. Hams, the beer that's brewed with water best for brewing. Tastes best, refreshes you best. The one right beer for those who want another. Tastes so right, it bears repeating.
You can see I like comedy best and that sort of slapstick and everything, obviously.
Hams taste so right, it's worth repeating. It bears repeating.
One more. Three minutes.
Refreshing, never stops refreshing you. Want another Hams? Have another. It's brewed with water best for brewing. So light on your thirst, it keeps on refreshing.
You know, cartoons are for kids, people say, but they use it to sell beer, you know? Here's a good example right here. I think I got Narragansett after this from New England, Narragansett. This is Narragansett. Nichols and May, comedy duo.
Hi, neighbor.
Yes?
I'd like a bottle of Gansett for myself and a bottle of Narragansett lager beer for my horse.
Oh, I thought that was a horse. You'll have to get that horse out of here.
I just want a bottle of Gansett for him.
No, I'm sorry. We don't allow horses in here in the first place, and we don't serve beer to horses in the second place. And just get your horse out, please.
He's got to have a bottle of Gansett. It gives you that straight from the barrel taste and bottle can or on tap.
No.
You mean you don't serve horses?
Well, there is a big sign over the bar. We do not serve beer to horses.
Can't you make an exception this once? My horse is parched, lady.
We do not make exceptions. We do not serve beer to horses. We just won't do it.
Not even Gansett?
No.
He really craves Narragansett.
No, sir. If we serve beer to your horse, pretty soon every horse in the neighborhood will be coming and asking for Gansett. Now, just get your horse out of here.
I'm awful sorry, Seymour.
Never mind, Hank. I'm driving anyway.
Yeah, there's this one here for Natty Bo from out of Baltimore. And then I think at the end, yeah, I've got something from Pennsylvania Tourism, I believe.
At the sound of the whistle of the baton, near the parade begins with a thundering cheer. It's a thrilling sight to all the people here on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay. The calliope sounds up very clear, and he plays loud enough to curl your ear. The drum and the cymbal are well known here on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay.
Happy occasions call for quality national beer. Quality that demands the finest grain, the purest water, the utmost patience in brewing and aging. You can tell by the taste. Light, refreshing, national beer.
Yeah, so things like YouTube are great for finding stuff like that that you may have missed the first time around. I don't have too many other things. I've got something with the good feathers and all that, and I got a macro micro thing and all that. But yeah, normally, obviously, I get a little bigger crowd than this. When I did this at Anthrocon, we had the big lecture hall type thing. We did, Hiring and I did the panel on Zootopia, then I had this panel, and it was a huge crowd. And then for Furrydelphia, we got going, and it was so popular that it was supposed to be an hour. It was like an hour, 40 minutes, and I look at my watch, and I go, oh, my God, I missed closing ceremonies. We went right through it. So that was great. So the thing about all these things that I like, I've always liked anthropomorphic animals, the way they're designed in different things, the different species and all that, and yet, of course, being partly human. You see the character I have there that Frey Fox drew and things like that. So I've always liked that. And all the different things we've been exposed to, the TV shows, the movies, the comic books, and so on. And when you think about it, some of the most popular things out there, it could be Rocket Raccoon or Shrek or, you know, Sing or all those movies or something like that. Zootopia can be very popular, and a lot of people may not realize they're furry, but they still like the whole sort of things like what I'm doing. Now, they've done some movies recently where they want to get people out to the theaters, and they take an old TV show and bring it back. Now, I never saw the Yogi Bear movie, but I've heard it's bad. They've done that with a bunch of different movies, you know? So it's a good idea in some ways. It gets people maybe exposed to the older thing, but I'm not sure if it's such a good idea. Yeah. But still, I think that Coyote versus Acme would be something fun to see.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, honestly, Coyote versus Acme would be fun to see.
Yeah.
The thing I feel with that is that if they do it kind of in the style of, say,
right. Chuck
Space
Jones,
Jam,
well, yeah.
Like the animation style of, like, Space Jam.
Oh, Space Jam,
It would just blow up.
I'm not a big fan of basketball. I saw the first Space Jam movie, but not the other one.
So,
some of the movies that are out there, they're still kind of fun to watch and everything like that.
Yeah.
In the case of Zootopia, I love that movie. We waited around. We saw the series on Disney Plus. I stopped subscribing after a while, but I did see it. And now we've got the movie coming out, I believe it's November of next year.
Yeah.
So I put in for this panel and also the Zootopia panel at Anthrocon. We should know by the end of the month if we've got it. So I'm hoping they'll do it, and I hope they put us in the big room. They had us on Sunday afternoon, and by then I think people had their stuff put away and they were able to attend, so that worked out pretty well. So it is what got a lot of us into furry, and there are so many different types of animation. You've got superhero, you've got adult stuff, Ralph Bakshi and all that sort of thing. You have adventure, and all that, music related and so on. I was almost gonna play, there's a couple videos related to the Sex Pistols. They did one for Silly Thing that was kinda cute. And then also someone took the Archies, they called it God Save the Archies, and it had them, it was you know, video of the Archies singing, but they were doing God Save the Queen. So it was just a fun little thing to do. And back then, people would edit it on videotape and, you know, send it out as another videotape to someone before the internet, before YouTube and everything. And it was just a fun little thing to do.
Yeah.
Another thing was called Apocalypse Pooh, which was Apocalypse Now, the audio, but they took stuff from Winnie the Pooh. Saigon, I can't believe I'm still in Saigon, and everything like that. And it was just a great little thing. So people have done that. I've seen some basic animation that people have done, flash animation things on their own and everything, and it's been really good. They've done fan animation and all that sort of stuff. And it's great to see, and it's great to have that as part of the furry fandom. So let me see if I can get one. Let's do, how about, okay, Yogi St. Louis. This is 64. Yeah, this is from Hey There, It's Yogi Bear. I'll play this one now, right here. There it is.
That's mighty pretty singing, miss.
Oh, thank you.
You
You sound like you're in love.
I am. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to meet my boyfriend.
Well, you sure ain't gonna have any trouble getting there, because I am the conductor on this train.
Yeah, that helps. How about that?
Ready, folks?
Should have done this from the beginning, actually.
Where's this train going, conductor?
Denver, Cheyenne, and Muscatone. All aboard.
Tunes and they bring them back with the excellent quality, you know, they clean it up, the video and the audio and that sort of thing, and they put it out and hopefully it will sell. Some cases they don't bother with it because it's gonna, they have to get the rights, and it's like they wanted to do a set of Courtois McGraw, but the rights are a problem, so it was very tough. And in the case of the Alvin cartoons, I they're just only putting out a few at a time, so it's sort of tough to find them.
The thing with the Alvin cartoons is because they made the movie and not like a new animated series.
Oh yeah.
Their copyright is basically shit now.
Yeah.
They can't,
the son is still alive. There was Ross Bagdasarian Sr. who died of a heart attack in 72, and then there's Ross Jr. And they've licensed it and they've changed the look. They've shrunk them down.
Yeah.
They look awful. I think I like the original ones, but those were a lot of fun, and they were good. And like I mentioned, Mark Arnold, when I'm interviewing him, there's a whole book called Alvin that deals with that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, I've been known to play little clips and things like that. Another clip that I played, by the way, was there was something for, I don't know if I have it on, Dudley Do-Right. This was something that they didn't want to, put it in syndication or whatever. They felt it was making fun of Smokey Bear. The idea of Smokey the Bear, no, you can't really make fun of him. It's serious, but... But they changed their mind.
In Canada were to be found on Mount Up, a fur-clad pinnacle that stretched itself skyward 63 feet below sea level. Just down from Mount Up was a vast sprawling lumber camp consisting of 400 lumberjacks and a jackknife. You are now looking at Red Wood, Canada's wealthiest woodman who spares no tree in supplying the demands of a wood-hungry world.
Sicily is running low on toothpicks. We gotta get our 5 million by sundown. To the forest, man!
That call sent every man to the tree of his choice. Up they went, but before they could begin cutting, a very strange thing happened.
Do you smell anything, boss?
Here's a little wood smoke. The cook must be burning something.
The cook was burning all right. So was the cookhouse and all of Mount Up.
There's a firebug loose.
Not a fire bug, a fire bear. It was Stokey, who for years had been helping to prevent forest fires. He wasn't the same Stokey now, mainly because he was under the hypnotic influence of that foul ball of the Great Northwest, Snidely Whiplash. Why are you doing this, Mr. Whiplash?
How else can you barbecue hot dogs? Look at my eyes, Bear. Now, go light a fire somewhere.
Now, when Canada has a problem, the mounted police have a problem. And their problem is Dudley Do-Right, the inspiration for the famous folk song, Why Don't You Do-Right?
Onward, faithful steed. We must reach Mount Up before sundown.
2 weeks later, Dudley and Red Wood discussed the problem out in the open, as there was no place else to discuss it.
What seems to be the trouble here?
It's Stogie the bear. He's gone ape.
Oh, that rat. Give me a description of him.
Well, weighs about 700 pounds, fur coat, cinnamon color, wears a Mountie hat.
That's not very much to go on. Anything else?
He's a bear.
Armed with that information, Dudley took up Stokey's trail, which was still hot. Day after day, the relentless pursuit wore on. Although there was no sign of his quarry, Dudley was getting warmer all the time until finally, the trail took him into Quebec.
Stokey the bear? No, I haven't seen him.
Well, I have reason to believe he is in your midst.
I'll check on him. Fireman! Fireman!
Down the firehouse hole they slid. Unfortunately, whoever designed this firehouse did a poor job, as there was a hole on the ground floor. Assembly was held in the basement.
All right, Constable, look him over.
Dudley went down the line carefully scrutinizing each and every man. It was then when he came to the fifth man in line, he stopped still in his tracks.
This man didn't shave this morning.
And on he went, continuing his search. Looks
like you were wrong. Did I lose my battery die or something? Try it again.
Like the noble force they are, the
firemen
responded
instantly.
Off they roared at 90 miles an hour, only to realize that the 3-alarm fire had broken out not in the city, but in their firehouse. The chief and his men fought desperately to control the raging fire. Each man did his job and did it well. All but one, who was nonchalantly toasting marshmallows.
Chief, that man is shirking his duty.
You mean Stokey, the new man?
Stokey?
The chase was on. But before our hero could grasp the elusive bear, he shot up the fire pole and disappeared. By now, the fire was hopelessly out of control, and the fighters joined the spectators. Then a gasp came from the crowd as a lone bear was seen standing on the roof, flames licking his feet.
It is he, and I must save him.
Unmindful of the danger, Dudley rushed into the burning building and fought his way to the roof. The chief also sprang into action and ordered his men to bring out the safety net. Unfortunately, the crew grabbed a hula hoop by mistake and... the bear landed on Dudley. Dudley landed on his head. 2 weeks later, at Redwood's logging camp...
Tell me, Inspector, whatever happened to Constable Do-Right and Stokey the bear?
Well, I was all for putting Stokey in the poke. But Do-Right felt a change of scenery and some home cooking would do him more good, so he took him to stay with some friends of his in Chicago.
Now remember, Mrs. O'Leary, we'll blame it all on the cow.
That is uproarious, but apparently the U.S. Forest Service had no sense of humor and didn't understand satire. Okay, so I'm going to wrap things up. Are you here to set up the next panel, or you
no,
just here?
No, for a different panel.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to kind of wind it up anyways, because I think there's another panel coming up here. But the cool thing is there's so much of this stuff out there now in box sets and everything. I've even got box sets that people have given me that I haven't had a chance to look at yet. Someone gave me a Josie and the Pussycats. They gave me a Hong Kong Fooey. Whole bunch of different things. So I have so many box sets and everything. There's a lot out there, but it's fun to see things like that, which they can put in as like an extra or something. So I'm going to wrap it up once again. Now, my name is Anthracoon, anthracoon.com, and I am hoping I get approved for Anthracon again. So that's coming up in July if they approve me. I'm also hoping they approve my panel for Furrydelphia in August and for Furpock in October. And, of course, for Anthro New England and for this. So that's good. So I'm going to start to put things away. But thanks, everybody. I know it's a bad time slot. They should have a little checkbox for when you request the panel saying, do you want to be on Sunday morning? And I'm going to click no. No offense, but it's just everyone's putting their stuff away. All right. I'm going to start to clean up now. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thanks.